Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, thank you for calling on tonight. Welcome to another episode of Family Matters with Kenny and Kwajalein, and this is Kwajalein, your host. I'm actually on the air by myself tonight. Kenny's not here. And here on Family Matters with Kenny and Kwajalein, we discuss real issues that family of all races and ethnicities face. How can we deal with these issues as families, Christians, and as a society? Tonight is Friday, February the 10th, 2017, and it is 8 p.m. This is our Free Flow Friday, and tonight we will be discussing current issues. So if you are listening, if you're streaming and you would like to give us a call, please give us a call at 657-383-1571. Again, that's 657-383-1571. I'm going to go ahead and open up the lines now. Pastor Michelle, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. How are you tonight, Pastor Kwajalein?
I'm doing good. And how about yourself?
I'm doing great. Excited about the show as always.
Well, good, good. And I'm still waiting for you to call me back, but I'm not going to do that tonight. I won't do that tonight.
Yes, ma'am. Please, we're on the air, please.
Hey, Cookie, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm doing good. Thank you for calling. You know, you ladies, your lines will be open, and so we look forward to hearing what you I need you guys to actually talk to me tonight because, Kenny's gone. He was supposed to be working. He was supposed to have duty, and God blessed us last night to get 2 tickets to the Monster Jam. Four free tickets to the Monster Jam. He thought it was tomorrow night, but he found out it was tonight, so he had to trade with somebody, so him and the boys are going to the Monster Jam. So it's just Mariah and I. So I guess she'll help me with co-hosting on tonight. But, yes, ladies, please feel free to jump on in. The first current issue that I would like to talk about, I don't know if you guys have heard about this or not, but there's a North Carolina mom. She is upset. She works at a daycare, and her baby also goes to the daycare that she works at. And I'm assuming the baby wasn't feeling well. But anyway, her coworker, who also has a baby, asked if she could breastfeed the baby. And so the mother told her no. She told her no, she could not breastfeed the baby. Well, when the mother walked out of the room, the coworker breastfed the baby anyway. And so the mom is very upset, has made the news. Her baby ended up becoming ill because her baby's lactose intolerant. And so she had to take her baby to the hospital. And, so she's really, really upset. So, okay, we have another caller before we get into that. Hi, Lily. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing good. We are discussing current issues on tonight. So your line is open.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. So my first thing I would like to discuss, you know, the first question is, how do you ladies feel about, I guess, first of all, someone else breastfeeding your baby or someone's baby? How do you ladies feel about that?
Pastor Quadrant.
Ma'am?
I feel, as you told the story, I could feel my insides just rising up. I cannot imagine someone breastfeeding my child. And number one, I didn't give you permission. Number two, why? You just did it because, and I'll let Cookie and Lily answer. I'm just going to sit on this for just a moment before I answer. I'm just going to sit on it. So, Cookie and Lily, you have the floor.
Well, we do want you to come back, though. We need you to come back in.
I'll come back in, but I just got to wait a moment. Oh, Jesus.
I personally think it's disgusting. If it's not your child and there is not a reason why, like, the mother would ask you to. I know my grandma had breast cancer, and so with my dad, there's like a huge age difference between my dad and his siblings. He's the baby, and so his oldest sister actually breastfed him. So, but it was because my grandmother had her to do it. And I guess, you know, there's a situation there, and that's just kind of weird to me, too. But I guess it was something that was worked out between the two of them. You just going and taking somebody else's child, you have some mental issues. That's all I can think is something is mentally disturbed about this person, because that's not okay. That's an intimate thing between a child and a mother. That's a bonding thing. And who are you to do that? I don't know. People, you may have had to remind me I had the Holy Ghost at the time if it was me, but my opinion.
Well, this is Cookie. I'm over the top, so I probably would have been like that same person who called everybody and notified everybody, and I would have been that mom on TV. But just to take devil's advocate, I think that the other person thought that she was probably really helping because, you know, when you're breastfeeding and a child is ill, your body automatically produces whatever the baby needs in order for the baby to be healed through the breast milk. So I think that's probably what she thought she was doing. But still, if the permission from the mom was no, then she shouldn't have done it. But I think she was probably, she had good intention, but she did overstep her boundaries.
Right. I think she did have good intentions, but the problem came in is when she asked the mom and the mom said no, and she just took it upon herself anyway. And, I'm like, I don't know why you would just take it upon yourself to just do that anyway as soon as the mom walks out the room and, you know, just kind of like, well, I'm going to go ahead and breastfeed this baby anyway. Well, you know, that's not your decision to make. So I don't know. I think I probably would have been just a tad bit over the top, you know, just a little bit, just a little bit. That's just me. Pastor Michelle, you ready yet?
I think I've collected myself. I'm going to say this. I breastfed 3 of the 4 of my children. When your baby is acclimated to your breast, the germs or the yeast or whatever that is on your breast, no one has the right to take their breast and insert. I don't care what good intentions. This is my opinion. I've never read the story, so I don't know what the whole story is. But you're not back in slavery days where they called the black women the mammy, and we had to feed the slave masters, owners, babies. This is not in that day and that time. She did not ask you, and so you pulled your breast out, your dirty breast, and stuck it into another child's mouth. That is trifling, nasty, and low down. So there's my opinion, and thank you for having me on Family Matters with Pastor Kitty and Quatlin. Amen.
I was just thinking that, too. Did she wash herself before she stuck that in the baby's mouth?
Exactly.
How
no, she didn't. Let me tell you why I know that she didn't. Because they waited for her to walk out before they did that. They waited for her. So it was a sneak thing. So, no, she just popped it out of her dirty bra and stuck it into the baby's mouth.
That's disgusting. You could have gave that baby all type of diseases from your nasty bra. Who knows what's going on? And who else you had doing all other type of stuff
who
on
else
your baby and everything else.
Who else, but who else's baby
who
have
else
you allowed to latch
man?
Onto your boobs? My mind just
baby
goes all the
man.
Way there. I'm sorry. Thank God this is Free Flow Friday because I tell you what, I'm definitely flowing free.
Flow.
I'm just so upset.
Nowadays you can't just say who else's baby. You could say who else's baby,
and
man or woman.
Right, and on top of that, does the mother know what you put in your body? What if you've taken some narcotics or smoked cigarettes? That means whatever is in your body is flowing through your breast milk. Now it's in her baby system. How does she know? Didn't you say, Pastor, that the baby ended up in the hospital?
Yes, because her baby is lactose intolerant.
Okay, Lord forgive this next comment, but I'm going to say it. She would have got him beaten. And or scooed.
I think both.
And, that's what I said,
well,
and or scooed.
Yeah, definitely. Ooh. Well, she wants criminal charges filed against the worker. So what do you ladies think about that? I mean, is that
absolutely
something that you would push for if that was your baby?
Absolutely. There has to be something in the law because that is such a violation. Such a violation. I'm done again. Let me just calm down a minute. Go ahead, Lily. It's your turn again so I can calm down. I'm about to mute myself for a second. Go, Lily. You answer.
I think she should have criminal charges. Matter of fact, I think that she should be put on one of the registry. What is it called?
Yes. Yes.
Sexual assault registry things.
Yes.
Because I know people who get off on that. People who get off
yes.
on their dog
yes.
licking their breath. So what in the world are you doing? Let another person lick on your breath, and you ain't got. And this is not your baby. No, you need to be put on a list where you can't touch babies no more.
Yes,
no.
Really?
Amen. I agree.
You guys really think she should be put on a list?
Absolutely.
I do. Because
even
I don't know if
she
got off on that or what.
And even but even if they had to create a new registry for people like that, I say do it, because that
Absolutely.
Is a violation. That mother probably feels violated. And if the mother was breastfeeding the baby, has anybody seen The Hand That Rocks the Cradle? What happened when the lady started feeding that other lady's baby? That
mm-hmm.
that baby wouldn't attach to the mother anymore.
That's right.
So you are now detaching
that
a bond
probably,
from.
Yeah. So go ahead. Go ahead.
Ma'am? Oh no, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
No, ma'am.
Go ahead. No. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm just saying you could create a detachment now from mother mm-hmm. and child, because I still my mind would always think about how many times have you done this.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
This is only the times I caught you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. I'm assuming she probably wasn't a breastfeeding mom, which. For me, you know, because I'm not a breastfeeding mom, that would aggravate me even more.
Even more.
Because if I'm not putting my breasts in my baby's mouth, then I darn sure don't want you to put your
breasts
in my baby's mouth. You know, so that's just.
And the child was lactose intolerant, so you could have just killed my child or made her sick, you know, from you doing what you don't know because you don't know my child. It's my child because I know my child.
Right.
You thinking you
right.
know better for my child has now put them in the
right.
hospital.
Right.
Maybe
and
I
some
wanted
people
to
are
breastfeed,
fine with
but
it.
My child was lactose intolerant, so maybe that's why I couldn't breastfeed. Now you had
right.
just ruined things. Who are you? See, you know what? Look. No. My dad got 16 siblings, and most of them got 12 kids. We'd all be over there.
Oh, my goodness. And some people, you know, they're fine with it because you guys know I'm a comment reader, which is sometimes a downfall for me. But, you know, you have a lot of women that, you know, they're fine with that because, you know, we know breast milk is best. However, I also think, you know, like Pastor Michelle was saying, you know, how do you know what you – this lady has in her body, and that's something else. Breast is best when you're doing what you need to do. If you're not eating right and you know, and all of this, then, I mean, I'm not so sure. If you just eat whatever, you know, although, you know, the baby's still supposed to get these antibiotics, but if you're not taking care of yourself properly and doing the right things, then that could have a negative effect on the baby. So how do you know that this is, you know, that she was doing that, you know. So it's just, I mean, that's just a, for me, like I said, it's a no. I know some women, they're fine with it. I don't knock that. Hey, that's wonderful, that, you know, because they bring up back in the day where they used to, you know, where the slaves did used to breastfeed, you know, their master's children and stuff. So, you know, people bring that up, but that it's been around for a long time. So if you're okay with that, then that's fine. You know, they talk about how to milk, you know, because some people, they can get milk from places, and they talk about, you know, how it goes through all this processing and stuff, you know, these tests. Okay, but you just pulling your breast out and sticking it in something? No, no. And I told you no, and I told you no. Then, yeah, I do think I would have to be reminded of some things. I would just have to pray. Thank
Did
God.
You know that there is a list for people who, if you allow, like, your dog to lick on your breast, there is a list that they put you on you do get criminal charges, and there's a list that they put you on that you're not allowed to have animals anymore. So why can't they do that for people?
I guess because it's a, you know, thing of, yeah, breastfeeding. Who, did somebody call me?
I do have something to say real quick. And in just a moment, Pastor, I'm going to hang up and call from my cell phone. But I wanted to just say this. I do know that they have women that will go in and breastfeed sick babies, and they have to go through all kind of testing and all that stuff. And if a mother agrees to that, that's fine, and I'm with you. If I say no, I say no. That's just what it is. I honestly have to say, and I have been saved for many, many years, if somebody did that to my child or grandchild, it is one of those things that you know you're going to have to repent for, because you're still going to do it, and you're hoping in the process that Jesus doesn't return, because you understand that salvation is not in the flesh, and so you're going to be using your flesh to handle your business, so you don't even want to call the flesh under subjection in that moment. There's so many things as a saved. And I'm so saved. I'm so saved that sometimes I'm no earthly good. I can't even, just the thought of that, it just makes me, and I'm, like you said, I'm not even breastfeeding my baby. What if that, first of all, what if that baby would have died? Because sometimes gas travels to the heart. Anything could have happened. That lady, I agree. Something should be done. That this lady, I don't even know if legally it would be something that I would pursue legally. I would pursue this streetwise. I would get street justice.
And I'm going to tell you why it would be. Well, hold on. We have another. Well, we have another caller. Let me go ahead and let him in. 5285. Are you there? Caller 5285.
Yes, hi, Evangelist Samantha.
Hi, Evangelist Samantha. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you, Pastor Quashlin and Pastor Kenny?
I'm doing well. Kenny's not here. It's just me, Mariah, and I. Mariah's my co-host.
Hi, Mariah.
I'm doing good. We're just doing current issues tonight since Kenny left me by myself. So that's what we're doing tonight, and, you know, your line is open.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I think one of the reasons this would be a really, really sticky situation legally is because, you know, we have women are really fighting for their rights now concerning breastfeeding, you know. Women are fighting for their rights, you know, to not have to breastfeed in bathrooms, which I do not agree with. I think that's disgusting. No woman should have to breastfeed in a bathroom. But, you know, pushing for people to have, you know, places where they can nurse. And some of them are just like, you know, I don't have to go anywhere. I can just pull it out. This is natural. If you don't like it, turn your head. You know, so this is the movement that's going on. You know, they've been doing it forever. You know, Americans, y'all crazy because y'all think this is sexual. There's nothing sexual about breasts. This is just natural. I'm feeding my baby. So, you know, like it or whatever, don't. So it's a, you know, big thing going on now. And I think that I think people probably just don't want to touch that, especially since we know the, you know, statistics that say, you know, breastfeeding is bad. So I just think they probably don't want to touch it. But in a situation like this, I'm not going to say I necessarily think she should be added on the list, but I definitely think there should be some repercussions because, you know, she definitely could be exposing that baby to some. The baby did get sick, and the mother said no. And so, it's, you know, this mother has rights. To me, it's, you know, I don't know. That's just my take on it. That's crazy, though. But I would be really upset. Like, it wouldn't be pretty. Not at all. Wouldn't be pretty at all. Evangelist Aria, hi. Are you there?
Hi. Yes, ma'am, I'm here. How's everybody doing?
We're doing well, doing well. You came in just in time. We are doing current issues on tonight, and we were getting ready to change stories. But just before I change the story, I just want to have, you know, hear what you have to say about this one. So a North Carolina mother works at a daycare. Her baby also goes to the daycare, and she, you know, the baby's in a different room, and so the baby was sick, and the co-worker, the teacher, you know, the co-worker, she asked if she could breastfeed the baby because she also has a baby. And so the mother told her no, and when she walked out of the room, she breastfed the baby anyway. It was videotaped, and she had to end up taking the baby to the hospital because the baby's lactose intolerant. So what do you think about that?
I would have a major problem with that. I would have a problem with that. Unless I actually need somebody's help, I don't want nobody breastfeeding my baby.
Well, yeah, that's pretty much what, you know, we all said. But you missed it. Pastor Michelle was really upset. She's calling back from her cell phone. But
I have to listen to the replay.
Yes, Miss Lily. Got pretty heated. But, yeah, and I think we all agree that that was definitely crossing the boundaries. Okay, next. Yeah, that was. I don't even want to say that was a bit too much. I think that was a lot too much. All right, next story. Mississippi. Have you all heard about Mississippi? They are trying to bring back firing squad executions. And it is advancing. What do you guys think about that? That just blew my mind. Right now they only have lethal injection. First of all, do you guys even agree with corporal punishment? Is there anybody that agrees, don't agree, don't really care either way? Do you guys even agree with, do you agree with corporal punishment? Everybody's quiet.
Okay, Pastor, I'm sorry. I was trying to walk out the door of my phone. I agree. I don't know that I agree with corporal punishment, meaning, you know, taking someone's life. I do believe, you know, life in prison, even if somebody took somebody else's life. So I can't even say. I meant the whole eye for an eye. I don't know. I think that'll be up to God. That's me personally. That can change if I hear somebody else's opinion. Or somebody did something to my child, I don't know. But I don't necessarily agree with that.
Thank you, ma'am. Is there anyone that agrees with it? That's willing to say you agree with it? Oh, you guys are so quiet. Well, me, I don't know. I kind of go both ways. I do. I kind of go both ways with it. I do believe that if we, you know, some states have gotten rid of it, but if we utilize corporal punishment, then there definitely should be a without a shadow of a doubt. I have an issue with people that have been on death row for years, and then you find out that they're innocent. I think before before we hand out something that harsh, you know, first of all, it needs to be, I mean, major, and that's part of the problem too. You find it just needs to be, and then there needs to be no room, you know, there should not be room for questions as to whether or not this person did it or whatever. But, you know, with racism and then sometimes people just trying to get the case off. There are plenty of people on death row that were set up. They're innocent. You know, they haven't done anything. And, you know, so I do have an issue with that. But to bring back the firing squad, that just blew my mind. And then Mississippi, nothing, I'm not trying to be offensive, but we know Mississippi is a prejudiced state, which everywhere is, but Mississippi is really a prejudiced state. And that just really bothers me that they're talking about bringing back the firing squad. Like, that's, I don't know. And it's advancing. The bill is advancing. That's crazy to me. I don't know. I definitely don't agree with that one. Not at all. Not I. Does anybody else have anything to say about that one? Okay. Well, we will move on to the next one. Okay, so did you guys hear about the four people that were charged for, I believe they kidnapped and beat, they, four African Americans. They kidnapped and beat a mentally challenged young man. Did you all hear about that? And they Facebook lived it. Okay. Yeah, they Facebook lived that he's Caucasian. They were saying something to him about, you know, Trump and all kinds of stuff. He's schizophrenic, and they tortured him. They were very brutal. I mean, they beat him, they tortured him, and all kinds of things, and then they Facebook lived it. And so now, you know, they're teenagers, and now they are pleading not guilty. Not really sure how they're going to plead not guilty, and they Facebook lived it. I don't know what, you know, they're saying. I don't know. But anyway, so they're deciding to, you know, that's what they're pleading at this point. They're faced with aggravated kidnapping and some other charges. And, I mean, if you guys haven't seen the video, I would definitely say YouTube it if you can watch, if you can stand it. If you can stand it. It's really infuriating. I know, you know, before that people were saying, well, what about, you know, when the white guy did it to the black, you know, mentally challenged young man, because that was something that happened, you know, not too long ago. And, you know, so, you know, people were talking about that. But the way I see it is just, to me, it's just sad on both ends. Just, it's evil, and it's just sad on both ends. I personally just feel as though, I understand they have the right to plead not guilty, because that's the right, that we're in America, and right now we have those rights. But I personally think that they should be charged. There is no, I don't want to hear anything about, you know, no temporary insanity or anything like that. It was just horrible. It was horrible. So if you guys have not seen the video, again, if you can stomach it, I would definitely say YouTube. Has anybody heard about that? Do you have anything? Does anybody have anything to say about that one?
I haven't heard anything about it. I'm most definitely going to look at it, but I think they should most definitely get some time behind that. That's not an innocent incident.
No. Mm-mm. And they Facebook lived it. You know, I love Facebook Live. I do, but I think Facebook Live has just gone way, way too far in some instances. I mean, it's crazy. People are Facebook Living all types of foolishness, and it's, you know, I don't know. it's too much. It really is. But, I mean, then at the same time, it's working out, you know, in our favor because we're seeing things, you know, that in other instances would have been hidden or people would have gotten away with. So, you know, it has its pros and its cons, but it's just horrible. Anybody else have anything to say about that one? Okay. Now the next one. In Georgia, there's a mother, her baby's in pre-K. And so she went to the school, and there's a display outside of her child's pre-K classroom this month, and it was, you know, it's in celebration of American history. Well, she's African American, so she was upset because she felt as though the display should be focused on Black history. So she, you know, she made a Facebook post about it or whatever. And the teacher was Black, and the teacher ended up, you know, she responded on the Facebook post or whatever saying that, you know, they don't discriminate or whatever. But anyway, and so because the lady said something, they ended up kicking her son out of the daycare. Now, it is a private daycare, but they receive federal funds. And she, you know, they didn't give her an explanation as to why they were kicking her son out of the daycare. They just kicked him out of the daycare, I'm assuming, because they became upset that she posted this on Facebook about, you know, the display should have been celebrating Black history instead of American history. So I guess my first question would be, if this were your child and you went to your child's school and they had a display up of American history instead of Black history in February, would that be something you would be that upset about?
Yes.
Okay.
You
why
get
do you say
one
yes?
month out of the year where it's just for, you know, to celebrate in African American. You know, it's the shortest month, but it's only one month, and for you just to basically just not recognize it is a disrespect in itself to me. People have been doing this, okay, you know, when they're saying, okay, Black Lives Matter, and people get upset, and they're like, no, all lives matter. Yes, all lives matter. And most of the time, and, you know, we're celebrating so many of the different things that the white culture does or the white, you know, how they are. It would be so disrespectful and people would lose their mind if on, say, Washington's birthday, George Washington's birthday, we put up a whole bunch of posts about Black men and we said nothing about him. It, you know, people would be upset. People would be going off because it's something that was earned. It's something that was, you know, given to him. He earned that for the things that he did, you know, and so it was set aside for him. Now for you to just take that away, we've gotten to a point where we recognize everything or don't recognize it at all. And so people are getting where, okay, I'm not going to recognize it at all. You know, they won't hang up Christmas Christmas things, because then we'd have to put up Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, and we don't want to have to name everything. Or we'd have to put up something for the people who are atheists. So since we don't want to recognize everything, we're just going to recognize nothing. But then all of a sudden we recognize Halloween, you know. So it's certain things people are picking and choosing. And until you keep demanding, you know, what you have earned, they're not going to give it to you anyway. So I think it was good.
Okay. Anybody else?
You said it was American history that was posted.
Yes, it's a private daycare, even though they receive federal funds, and they said celebrating American history, and they do have, you know, Black people up, you know, like Martin Luther King and, you know, Obama. But it doesn't. It's not saying African American or Black
history.
Right.
I most definitely think she had a right to voice her opinion. I would have done it. I did do it when I was in high school doing Black History Month. I was that kid that raised their hand and telling Ms. Shaw why we learning about Christopher Columbus instead of Madam C.J. Walker. So I'm all for that. But at the same time, I think instead of taking it to social media with all the racial, with everything racial going on right now, that she should have maybe approached a teacher first and went through a chain of command. And then if that didn't work, because maybe the teacher could have talked or they could have addressed it. But if she went straight to social media, and then I'm sure it's a private school, so there's contracts. I'm sure she had to sign something about a social media clause. I mean, as far as them putting her son out, it was, for me, I would think it was like, okay, let's make an example so that this doesn't continue on. Not saying that that's a good thing, but I personally would have went through change of command first. If I had that much of a problem with it, I would have dealt with the people that was right there in front of my face versus taking it to social media.
Got it. So you would have had a problem. You just would have talked to them. Give me this girl. Okay. Anybody else?
Yes, ma'am.
Ma'am?
I definitely, I'm going to tell you why I feel there's a problem. Being in society, everything, you know, people want to say black people that are racist and all this stuff. That may be very well true. But statistically shown, anytime anything has to do with black people or their love, i.e. Black History Month, it is very well documented that people want to do little stuff like this to prevent the study of. Now listen, it is named Black History Month. However, schools are not required to teach anything black. All of the history books are American history. They're just saying, they just have to say that it's Black History Month. So why is it that of all the months, you would throw up American history, number one. Number two, put that child out of school because the mother chose to say something, which to me, you are federally funded. You get some type of federal funding. I would take it higher than that little bitty daycare, because by the time that I would be finished, when I would have taken pictures before I mentioned anything, I would have went to the federal government. And the president that we have now, because he likes controversy the way he does, he would have done something about it, just because it's something else controversial. So I would have used Trump for what he's worth.
Mm-hmm.
That's my opinion. I think it's wrong.
And I guess, do you think the backlash will be different? Because the teacher, do you guys think, the teacher, you know, is black. The director may be too. So I wonder how different this would turn out if the director and the teacher were not black. You know, I wonder how different, I don't know. So I don't know why they chose to do that this month. Especially if they're black. I don't know, but then you know, some people, you have some black people, some African Americans, black, whatever, you know, get out of your mouth. They believe that Black History Month should be done away with, because they say, okay, you say you want equality. This is the argument that people make. You say you want equality. You say you don't want to be different. Then why do you want a Black History Month instead of fighting for our history to be incorporated, you know, with American history? You better put it back in. So, you know, I don't know. Maybe they are those who take that stand. I'm not really sure. However, I too would go further if they have, you know, if they put my, which I guess that's how it's made. You know, I guess she did, which is why I probably made the news, because, you know, they put her baby out of school. And not that, and don't get me wrong, not that I would want my baby to go back there. However, I would definitely put them on blast. We definitely would have some issues. I would want everybody to know, and I would put you on blast. And, you know, there would be some type of repercussions if you just decide you're going to put him out because, you know, because I was upset about this or whatever, I would definitely, we would definitely have some issues. But again, I wouldn't send him back there anyway because I would have a problem. Would have a problem with that, and then I would have an
issue. I think them putting her baby out, they're trying to make an a point to the other parents. That's why I think they would have went that drastic to kick the baby out of school so that other parents don't go to social media.
Mm-hmm.
But it's media anyway, but that's just my daughter.
Well, I bet you, I guarantee you they didn't count on her going to the media, though. I guarantee you they did not count on that because that can actually – you know, and that is probably why they did it. I can definitely, you know, see them doing that as trying to make an example out of her. However, now, you know, especially with everything going on and she's taking that to the media, then that's just going to cause even more of an upset, you know, because we're already upset. And, yeah, so that definitely backfired. I definitely did. It backfired. Okay. The next story. Okay, so do you all believe, first of all, that birth order makes a difference when it comes to your child's intelligence? For those of you who've, you know, raised multiple children, do you guys think that it makes a difference?
Do you mean like first child, second child, that first order?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I've never thought about it.
Never even thought about it.
Well, they have a study. They have a study. The researchers at this university, they're saying that birth order does make a difference. They're saying that.
Out. Huh? Oh, I'm sorry, I thought it was on mute.
Oh, okay. They're saying that the firstborn, the oldest children, that they actually, you know, have higher intellect. They're more intelligent than folks such as myself. I'm a middle child. But not because they just come out smarter, but because the parents, you know, provide more mental stimulation and attention to the older children. They sit down, they do more, you know, arts and crafts with them and, you know, and different things, more one-on-one when it comes to reading and all of that. So even as we, you know, have more children or more children come into the house and we provide them with the same, you know, emotional support and everything, they're still saying that the oldest children most of the time tend to be the more intelligent children because, you know, they're stimulated more because we as parents pretty much slack off when we have more children. So what do you guys think about that?
I agree to a certain extent, but it still depends on, like, the time that you put in with the child. I'm the oldest of six kids, and I guess academically it would be me and then one of the older brothers. And then the baby girl, because there's such an age gap that they actually got to spend time with her again. So it would be 6, 5, and 1 were the smarter kids. And then, like, everybody else that was in the middle kind of just got in where they fit in or they were getting help by big brother, big sister. So to me, that makes sense coming from a big family.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Anybody else? Well, it makes sense. Oh, go ahead.
That does make sense.
however, it doesn't always, it's not always like that. When Death went new, started school, when my baby started school, he had three siblings ahead of him that taught him everything. I didn't have to do anything. He went into school, he was ambidextrous, he used both out of his brain equally at the time. He was smarter than the average. He was in kindergarten and tested out at a fourth grade level. Because of what he was there with his siblings at the table saying, I want to do this, I want to do that. So I don't know. I feel bad to my son, when my oldest son, when he went to school, I was like, oh, I didn't know the things that I knew. I could teach you. So I'd have said that to me, another thing. But I was like, I think I sent my son to school dumb for what they wanted him to know.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it's true for everybody. I see why they say it makes sense.
Right. Right. I can definitely see what they're saying as well. Give me those. See what they're saying, because I did, I don't know, when you have multiple children, you don't have the same amount of time. And I can see why I did spend more time, you know, sitting with Jeremiah and doing this and doing that. Not that I don't spend time with the other two, but I did spend more of that one-on-one time, you know, doing those things. And I think also, you know, when you do have the multiple children, then, you know, like you were saying, Cookie, and you were saying, Pastor Michelle, you know, how Deuce would look at his, you know, he would sit at the table with his siblings, then it does kind of ease some of it off of us as parents, because they can help, and they do help. And so we don't have to, you know, it's kind of like, okay, we taught you, and then they can help us teach them, kind of thing. So I can, it makes sense. I can definitely, you know, see where it would be like that, you know, in some families. I can definitely see that. I wouldn't tell my sister that, though, because she's smarter than me. Okay. But, those are pretty much all of the articles that I have on tonight. Now, I do want to tell you guys that next week I will be starting a series. I was supposed to talk about childhood anxiety, and it's actually, I will go into that, but I'm going to start off on Tuesday is my plan, talking about childhood trauma. And I'm going to go from childhood trauma into different things such as anxiety and different things like that. And I'm going to tell you guys what prompted me to do this. I'm back in school. I'm going for my master's in marriage and family therapy. And
aww.
I can say that this time around, last time I learned a lot too, but this time around I'm going in, I'm older, you know, not that much older because I just finished my last one in 2014, but still a little older. And I don't know, I guess I went in for a different purpose this time. And so I'm learning a lot. And what made me go back to school for that was the show. when we started Family Matters, and so much we were enjoying it and really wanting to help families and everything. And so, you know, I have a different, I guess, goal this time, not just, okay, I want to get a better job, but I always want to help people. But anyway, so I've been learning a lot of information that I would love to share. And so we've been studying about childhood trauma, and I just really want to you know, share with you guys what we have learned, because it does make sense from people that I've known, even myself, you know, but people that I know that have gone through things. I can definitely see what they're saying. You know, how these things can affect us in so many different ways, affect our children in so many different ways. So it's going to be educational, enlightening, and then it will also help us, to me, in my opinion, to have more clarity as to, you know, what to take to God,
you know, we'll have more understanding about things, and we'll know more about, you know, as to what to pray for. And this is not just when you guys come back and listen, I don't want you to think about, you know, just think about your children. This can also help us as adults, because children that are traumatized turn into adults. And so we have a lot of adults that are walking around that were traumatized as children and don't realize that there was an interruption in development as children due to trauma. And so, you know, and then those things cause a continuous cycle. Then, you know, then their children end up experiencing things, you know, because we don't know, and then it becomes a cycle. So I really want to, you know, just do this series. I'm excited about it. I believe it's going to be good. It's going to be helpful. And then, of course, we're going to, you know, it's not just going to be the natural, but we're also going to, you know, intertwine it with the spiritual. And, you know, so I'm excited about it. So if you know anyone that would be interested in it, you know, I ask that you guys please tell them about it. Again, we're going to start it on Tuesday. And so I'm looking forward to it. I really am. And it'll also help us, you know, as parents, because I've been learning some things that'll help me be a better parent. You know, not that I agree with everything, because I don't agree with everything, you know, but there are some things that I've seen. I'm like, oh, okay, I do that, and I have done that. So, and I see this has happened with my kids, and then it makes me take a look at, you know, some of the things that I could do better, do more of, or do less of, or whatever. So I just want to give you guys, you know, just a little heads up on that. But anyway, I love you guys. Thank you all for calling in on this Friday night. You know, continue to keep us in prayer. Monday is my 40th birthday, so you guys, you know, pray for me that I handle it well. They said 40 is the new 20. I guess we'll see. So I'm excited about that. Excited about that.
I say embrace that 40, and congratulations on school.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. But you all have a good weekend. Love you guys, and talk to y'all later.
Love you too.